When I took the short ride over to Stewart Stadium to watch one of Alexis Love's training sessions, it was hot and humid. I rode my bike, and by the time I got there, my shirt was soaked through with sweat. A rough day to be out training, but Alexis hardly seems to notice. She's out on the football field warming up, running high knees and butt kickers from the end zone to the 30-yard line. Small beads of rubber fly up from the AstroTurf with each step. When she's finished with warm-ups, she comes over for a second, the intense look on her face momentarily replaced with a smile.
Hi, I'm Alexis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
She heads down to the locker room and comes back with track cleats in hand. The metal spikes scrape on the concrete as she puts them on. Coach silently beckons. It's time for the first run of the day. The intense look is back.
She's very visual.
That's assistant track and field coach Adam Kiesler. He says the intensity reflects Alexis's mental preparation for each run.
She pictures herself running different parts of the race. You know, she always thinks about that stuff, which is good.
After taking those few moments to preview the run in her mind, she's on her mark, she gets set, and she goes. Her stride is a near-perfect blend of power and grace. Her footfalls barely make a sound as she glides around the track. This first run is a 300-meter dash, three-quarters of the way around the track. As her 5'7", 130-pound frame comes blazing through the finish line, Coach Kiesler looks at the time, shaking his head with a smirk on his face. 36.93 seconds, a new PR.
It's a personal record, our personal best. Basically, it's faster than what you ran the week or the month before.
Love has seen steady improvement in this, her junior year at Murray State. She's almost weekly set a new PR. At the NCAA Outdoor Championship earlier this year, she ran a personal best in the 200-meter finals, breaking Olympian Heather Samuels' OVC record. And her times in the finals for both the 100 and 200-meter runs qualified her for the Olympic trials in both events.
That was a good time.
It's kind of bittersweet.
After finishing her best 300-meter run ever, Coach Kiesler allows Alexis a few minutes to come and talk with me. She's breathing heavily and walking gingerly. I ask her how she's feeling.
Ran that pretty fast, which was good, but after the race, my body was hurting so bad. But at the same time, I know it's a good feeling, it's going to pay off. So I describe it as bittersweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it hurts, but it feels good at the end.
Today's a speed and strength training day. She's got a few more minutes before she has to run again, and she tries to get a few more.
An extra 2 minutes, Coach.
His silence means no. Coach Kiesler keeps Alexis on a strict training schedule. He's never trained anyone with so much potential before.
Have I coached anybody like her before? No. I mean, she's pretty special. She's pretty special. When she has her mind right and she gets her attitude right, she can do a lot.
We talk about what it means for her to have the chance to go to the Olympics, and Alexis beams a smile almost in disbelief that it's a possibility. She says she's nervous, but she feels like she's physically prepared. Alexis Love is as fast and as strong as she's ever been. So the biggest challenge is mental.
It's going to be pretty intense, but I know I can do it. If I've made it through conference, regionals, nationals, so it's possible.
It's time for the next run. The intense look reappears as she prepares. I wait at the finish line as she comes through. Another great run. After this one, she and Coach Kiesler head to the weight room. No rest for the weary. I came into the day thinking it might be fun to challenge her to a race, but after seeing just how fast she is, I thought better of it. Still, I was curious as to how my time would compare to hers, so I set up my own 300-meter run.
Ready, set, go!
Oh, cramp, cramp, cramp!
Pulled a hammy. My time, DNF. Did not finish. So now that my Olympic dreams are dashed, we can all rally behind Alexis Love as she tries to run her way to London this week. For WKMS News, I'm Gary Pitts.